This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ عباده المؤمنين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال نكروا لها عرشها ننظر أتهتدي أم تكون من الذين لا يهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. So, subhanAllah, we concluded on the note of the importance of gratitude. And like it is mentioned in Tanwir al-Adhan, لِأَنَّ الشُّكْرَ قَيْدُ النِّعْمَةِ الْمَوْجُودَةِ وَصَيْدُ النِّعْمَةِ الْمَفْقُودَةِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. I love these words. Because gratitude will secure the bounties you have, and it will attract the bounties you don't have. So when you have gratitude in place, then that which Allah has endowed, blessed and favored you with, you would preserve it. And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not insurance, it's assurance. Allah gives you that absolute assurance. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ. If you are grateful, surely, definitely, I will increase for you. Look at the kindness of Allah. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ. And if you are ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah says, surely my torment is severe. Allah didn't say, لَأُعَذِّبَنَّكُمْ. I will definitely punish you. Out of His grace and His kindness, He says, for the one that is ungrateful, remember, my punishment is severe as well. So there's a difference in the tone. When it came to gratitude, Allah said, absolute, He will increase. لِأَنَّ الشُّكْرَ قَيْدُ النِّعْمَةِ الْمَوْجُودَةِ وَصَيْدُ النِّعْمَةِ الْمَفْقُودَةِ. And that's exactly what Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam said. Inna rabbi ghaniyun kareem. My Lord is ghani. He is independent. He's self-sufficient. Kareem, He's bountiful. So He will even favor if He chooses, or He will delay the torment and give respite and grace and clemency to the one that is ungrateful. And that's the point. We concluded on verse 40 that how when Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam witnessed this, observed this, that constant reminder of gratitude. So one of the signs of the believers are they constantly fear that Allah can seize what He gave. They don't ever believe they are anchored in their health, in their wealth, in their fame, in their bounties and their privileges, because the essence of humility is that you don't believe yourself deserving of what you have, while the essence of pride is you feel capable and entitled to what you have. And may Allah save us from that sense of entitlement. Innama utituhu ala ilmin indi. Qarun said, well, I'm skilled, I'm competent. Well, that's how it is. Given my know-how and my expertise, that's what I'm entitled to. So, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. Just to recap, this is the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the entire throne was relocated. And Asif, that was this jinn, who was the mighty, strong jinn, who had the knowledge of Ismul A'zam, the supreme name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he presented it just in that batting of the eyelid. قَبْلَ أَن يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ. Before your gaze is returned to you. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ وَمَكْفُرُ. I'm reminded of Surah Quraysh. Allah puts a thought in my mind. So in Surah Quraysh, Quraysh actually is tasghir, by the way, which is a diminutive noun of Qarash. Qarash means a fish, a whale actually. إِسْمٌ لِدَابَّةٍ فِي الْبَحْرِ تَأْكُلْ وَلَا تُوكَلْ. It's a whale, right? How huge, and we all know about a whale, etc. So the descendants and the children and the offspring of Nadar bin Kinana was known as Quraysh because they were the prominent and the dominant family. Hence, they were known as the Quraysh. But Quraysh literally is a tasghir noun of Quraysh, which means a whale. So, كان لقريش رحلتان رحلة في الشتاء إلى اليمن ورحلة في الصيف إلى الشام. The Quraysh used to embark on two journeys. One is in the winter months and one is in the summer. وكانوا في رحلتهم آمنين. And when they used to travel, they were safe and sound. والناس بين متخطف ومنهوب. And people will be generally abducted, looted, kidnapped, intercepted, etc. فلا يتعرض بهم. But nobody would harass them in any way. Why? They would say, these are the custodians of the Kaaba. These are the people of the Haram. ولاة بيته العزيز. So Allah gave them a lot of protection. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Will they not reflect and observe and see how people around them are being apprehended and intercepted, yet the safety and security and amnesty and protection afforded to them? So in Bayan al-Quran, it is written under this ayah, وَفِي الْآيَةِ دَلَالَةٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَنْ حَصَلَ لَهُ مَالٌ أَوْ جَاهٌ أَوْ شَيْءٌ بِبَرْكَةٍ مِّنْ أُمُورِ الدِّينِ يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَزْدَادَ شُكْرُهُ وَإِطَاعَتُهُ لَهُ تَعَالَى لَا أَنْ يَفْتَخِرَ وَيَطْغَى وَيَرَى نَفْسَهُ مُسْتَحِقًّا لِذَلِكَ الْإِكْرَامِ. That we learn from this, if Allah has given you fame and prominence, more so associated to matters of deen, you're a scholar, you're a, you know, in charge of an Islamic institution or organization, and because of that, Allah has given you recognition and Allah has given you respect. People take it their pride to welcome you, to entertain you, to host you, to be in your company. من حصل له مال أو جاه أو شيء ببركة من أمور الدين ينبغي أن يزداد شكره وإطاعته له تعالى لا أن يفتخر ويطغى ويرى نفسه مستحقا لذلك الإكرام. This should increase you in gratitude and not that you feel inflated and conceited and proud and arrogant. May Allah save us from pride and arrogance. May Allah bless us with humility and increase us in the bounties that He has favored upon us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah, this woman is traveling. She's left. The narration suggests historical. They were with a whole army, thousands of them, right? These are historical narrations. لا نصدقهم ولا نكذبهم. We cannot say with certainty that it is absolutely correct, nor do we suggest the otherwise. But they are historical narrations, so we just share it. So tens of thousands, her entire entourage and her army and everyone, they all come in. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to further impress her and make her understand that he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that the strength Allah gave him was divine. So to display a miracle to her, to add to her understanding, in addition to the letter that he had served to her. Verse 41, when the throne was relocated and presented, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam said to those there, you know, in his presence, in his court, قَالَ نَكِّرُوا لَهَا عَرُشَهَا قَالَ نَكِّرُوا لَهَا عَرُشَهَا ننظر أتهتدي أم تكون من الذين لا يهتدون. قال, he said, نكروا غيروا, adjust, alter, disguise, change the format of her throne. So can you imagine how astonished, how startled, how perplexed, how impressed she will be, knowing I left my throne and I came, and lo and behold, when I arrive here, my throne is here. قال نكروا لها عرشها. Change it, disguise it. You know, just change the format, etc. ننظر, I want to see, I want to examine. أتهتدي أم تكون من الذين لا يهتدون. Does she recognize that this is her throne? Or is she from amongst those who fail to identify this is her own throne? Bayan al-Quran makes the deduction فيه أصلٌ. This ayah gives us the indication of the basis that a teacher can examine a student before enrollment, or a mentor can examine a potential disciple before embracing a spiritual relationship with him. To say, okay, I need to ask you one, two questions. I just want to, you know, find out. This is the basis of it. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam almost creates a test here. Let's examine her. Let's see her intellect. Let's see her wisdom. And the aim, of course, was to get her more convinced on the nabuwat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam with. So again, look at that verse 41. Qala Sulaiman alayhi salam said, Nakiru ghayiru, change it. Laha for her. Arshaha her throne. Nandur, we see, we observe, we monitor. Atahtadi, does she recognize? Am takunu min alladhina la yahtadun? Or is she from amongst those people who fail to understand? Because it's a challenge to know your throne has been relocated. And then, you know what? You're surprising someone. You're giving the car to a panel beater. Body shop, as they would say. Attend to it and then spray it again. And then you surprise him and you give him the car. Now, is this a new car? Is this my car? Is this that same car changed, refurbished? And now he's like, okay, wait, what's happening here? You can appreciate the confusion. And the aim of Sulaiman alayhi salam is nothing more than to impress upon her the strength that Allah has given him. This is divine, divine. Understand when it's divine? Like one person came to Mufti Mahmood rahimahullah, and he asked him, is the questioning in the grave possible? So he said, possible for me, possible for you, or possible for Allah? Is the questioning in the grave possible? Like, is it possible a person dies and then he'll be questioned? Is it possible for you? Obviously impossible. Possible for me? Obviously impossible. Possible for Allah? If you don't believe that, there's no iman. Everything is possible for Allah. In fact, the Quran says, قُلْ كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا in Bani Israel. Allah says, after someone dies, make him into stone, put him into steel, or put him into a position where you think resurrection is more remote and impossible, and then see how I recreate him and how I revive him and resurrect him. So, فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ verse 42, she finally arrives with her entire presence, etc. Can you imagine the spectacle? Some historical narrations say there was almost like a cloud of dust. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam asked the people, who's this? And they said, this is Bilqis. And she's coming with her entire army. So it was again a spectacle that she came with her entire army. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ, when she came, verse 42, قِيلَ, it was said to her, أَهَكَذَا عَرْشُكْ, is your throne similar to this? Now reflect over the words. She was not asked, أَهَذَا عَرْشُكْ, is this your throne? And this is mentioned in Tanwirul Adhan, لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ تَلْقِينًا لَهَا. Because if she was told, is this your throne? Then in a subtle note, that was kind of giving it away that it is. Because it had the same type of format, etc. Now she was convinced on the strength and the nabuwat of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And then been asked, is this your throne? That wasn't asked to her. But to add to the question, there was a twist to it. And it was asked to her, is your throne like this? Is your throne like this? Right? And I'm reminded of the academic discussion, which is mentioned in Umdatul Qari, which is the commentary of Bukhari. When a person will be lowered into his grave, may Allah make it easy for us all. And then he will be asked, مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلُ, what is your opinion regarding this person? Now, a lot of people assume that when he will be asked, or she will be asked, or the occupant or the dweller of the grave will be asked, what's your opinion regarding this person? People assume that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam's image will be presented. And that is the furthest from the truth. Hafiz ibn Hajar has written this here. Al-jawabul kafi anis su'alil khafi. Al-jawabul kafi anis su'alil khafi. This is a risala and I've read it. A detailed answer to a mysterious question. And he says that there is no proof to support this here that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's image would be presented in any way. But as we would refer in Arabic language, what is your opinion of this person? That alif lam, ماذا تقول في هذا الرجل, is ma'hud. It's in your mind, knowing that person, because our life is in following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in Umdatul Qari it is written, if someone were to raise the question and say, هذه عبارة خشنة ليس فيها تعظيم ولا توقير, but that's such an abrupt tone. What's your opinion of this man? And it doesn't incorporate the necessary protocol and reverence in referring or addressing to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because obviously the reference is to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the answer given is لِأَلَّا يُتَلَقَّنْ الْجَوَابِ. The reason why it's been asked like this, because it's a question. If a person in the grave was asked, what is your opinion on the greatest human, on the most amazing human, the most honorable, venerable, august, prominent human to ever come on earth, then that itself is giving the answer. So the question is quite base and simple and straightforward and outwardly abrupt. But the aim is, of course, the test. So here she was tested. Ahakada arshuk. Is your throne like this? And she was smart. She was wise. She was intelligent. There's no doubt about that. As we follow through and we come to the culmination of this, you will realize this. So her response was, she reciprocated in a similar way. She said, ka'annahu hu. Almost the same, if not the same. Looks like it's the same one. Shabbahu alayha fashabbahat alayhim, as the scholars say. They came with a twist, so she also came with a twist, but indicating to that. So they didn't ask her, Qila, it was asked to her, is your throne like this? And she was not asked, is this your throne? So she didn't say, this is my throne, because remember, it was readjusted. She said, it looks like the same, as if it's the same, ka'annahu hu. And then she said, wa'utina al-ilm. The truth be told, O Sulaiman, I was convinced on the veracity of your prophethood before the display of this miracle. Honestly, I knew with certainty you are a prophet. I appreciate this display, and it's unique and it's great and it's wonderful. But even prior to this, I was convinced. وَأُوتِينَ الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ وَأُوتِينَ الْعِلْمَ, and we were given the knowledge. مِنْ قَبْلِهَا, prior to this, display of this miracle, وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ, and we had submitted. In principle, when I received your letter and then the subsequent returning of the gifts, I was convinced without doubt, and this obviously just added to it. I mean, how many companions who had studied the books and who had heard about the Prophet ﷺ were convinced. And then, of course, when they met the Messenger ﷺ, it was just another level of further adding to that conviction that was established prior to this as well. وَأُوتِينَ الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَصَدَّهَا مَا كَانَتْ تَعْبُدُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ مِنْ قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. The worship of the sun and the worship of other things prevented her from worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely she was from a nation that would disbelieve. And because of her exposure to that atmosphere and that environment, that became a blockage and that became an obstacle and a hindrance and impediment to the truth. But no sooner was she exposed to the truth and she seen the light, then things changed immediately positively. We'll leave it on that note. She has arrived there. Can imagine this here, Sulaiman in his might and grandeur. She thought she was great and amazing. She had a great throne. She had a great following. But of course, nothing. Everything pales before the strength and the clout and what Allah has given to a Nabi. But it doesn't end here. Sulaiman alayhi salam displayed this one miracle by the relocation of her throne and the readjustment of her throne. Well, there's another surprise that awaits you, which Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam showed her, to add even further to her conviction that I am the Nabi of Allah. Wait and see what that surprise is.